Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norm Shula is with us. Class, I just want to let you know there may be a day this week where I do a broadcast from my unfinished, unpublished, unorganized, not-for-sale book. I might spend an hour or two talking about that this week. Also, on Friday, we're going to be talking about guns. David asked for a broadcast about guns, and so we're going to do it. We're going to do 2 hours, and Kyle's going to be with us, too. I haven't gotten confirmation for Kyle that we've extended it from 1 hour to 2 hours, but Kyle, if you're listening, if you can do 2 hours, that'd be great. If you'd let me know, I'd appreciate it. David's up for two, I'm up for two, and if you're up for two, that'd be wonderful. Dr. Norm Shuley's with us. We're talking about medicine. Jean in Kentucky is with us, and she was talking about an appointment. And Jean, please continue.
Now, the reason I go to this doctor is because she's not hard to get into. I could just kind of walk in there, you know, and like an unbusy day and say, well, my thyroid pill's about out. I need my blood test. And they usually can work me in that day. So that's the only reason I go to her. Because I lost my Louisville doctor because I wasn't gone for 3 years and she was the thorough doctor. But since I didn't go for 3 years, I lost her. And so I've settled for this doctor. And she, when I went, she doesn't even hardly feel my thyroid area, but whatever. So at least I can get my armored thyroid renewed.
Well, I wrote a book years ago called Third Party Rape, and I believe it began in 1965 when the government got into mandating Medicare. I wrote a letter to Johnson suggesting that he was going to bankrupt the country. Medical expenses went up after Medicare, and from 4% within 5 years to 12% are now 21%. It's because government got involved. So I don't know the answer. Many physicians will not order armor thyroid. Personally, I never order levothyroxine. I won't order anything except armor thyroid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the system sucks. Remember, published repeatedly, the third leading cause of death in the United States is the medical system.
Dr. Shuley, why is it that you would not order anything except armor thyroid? What is it about it?
Because levothyroxine doesn't work nearly as well.
Okay.
It's that simple.
Gene, I'd like to ask you, if you're willing to share, what symptoms do you have when you don't take your armor thyroid? Are there symptoms that you have?
Well, I have really not taken it.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't accidentally skipped a dose here and there, but I read about armor thyroid years ago, and then I heard some doctor programs on the radio shows, and that's why I will only take that. And insurance tried to get me to go to something else, and I wouldn't do it. I said, no, I'll pay for it myself if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know why they're doing the test for the hepatitis. The nurse, when I questioned her, she said, well, the baby boomer generation was a free love and all that stuff. And I said, well, not me, but, you know, whatever. So I think it's because of the monkey viruses that they did years ago in the vaccines.
Well, let's take this to the next step, Jean. My research is telling me that women who go to the gynecologist now are being asked to fill out a questionnaire, and one of the questions relates to thyroid issues. Are you being asked the same thing?
I don't remember. I know they keep asking about depression and all that. That they push those questions right at the beginning of the little fill out the little tablet form.
Yeah.
And, you know, are you depressed? Do you feel like, you know, you're the world's better off without you and all that junk? And then can you, and then, of course, the Medicare, whatever the question is, have you had any falls? Do you need assistance with this and all that? And you get exercise and all that. So I hate that part.
They ask questions about depression. Are you depressed? Do you feel like hurting yourself?
I have many different questions. Yeah, relating the same thing.
Do you feel like hurting yourself? Do you feel like hurting other people?
Yeah, it says it on there. Yeah, every time.
Yeah, and I think, class, you need to be very, very careful how you answer those questions, because I would imagine that, you know, people get down in the dumps every once in a while. You know, things don't go right, and you go, geez, nothing's going right. And that's kind of an exaggeration. You know, most things are going okay, but, you know, sometimes you might feel kind of bummed out. Well, if that's the time that you're being asked that question, you ever feel bummed out or depressed? And you go, yeah, now you're on a database for depression. Dr. Shuley, what do you think they're doing that for?
Well, you know, it is one of the most common symptoms. The anxiety and depression are the primary reactions to life not going well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more stress than you can handle.
You know, if they ask that question on around April 15th, you know, tax day, you know, do you ever feel like hurting somebody? I mean, I wonder if the results are different, you know, around April 15th than, you know, other times of the year. Gene, do you have any other questions? We have David on hold in Illinois.
No, I just wonder if other people are getting being pushed to get the blood test for the hepatitis and whatever else, you know, that they're pushing. And even my insurance company sent me a mask in the mail. I couldn't care less, you know, about it, because I don't wear them. If I do get questioned, I just say medical exemption and walk right past them. I'm not worried about all this stuff. I even have a message board out front that I put down there. Face of Liberty wears no mask. Hugs over mask.ca. No more, enough of mask, enough of war, enough of, well, I'm going to put some about vaccine hoax and all that stuff too.
Gene, I love you.
But I'm still working on my solo dehydrator, but I can't get it to really heat up well, so I've kind of given up on it for now, but it's out there, but it's not working right.
Gene, very quickly, one of our instructors who's passed away, his name is Len Pence. And he talked about everybody, or almost everybody, has a solar dehydrator, and it's their car.
Yeah.
And what he said is you can just take a screen. Now, you want to have a clean, you know, like a window screen, and, you know, make sure you get all the bugs off it. And I wouldn't use an aluminum one. But if you've got something like a screen, and you can support it and put something under it, so if you have any drippings, it doesn't get on your seat. But maybe you could just take use your car, close the windows, park it in the sun.
My car in the garage.
But
my husband went through a lot of work making me stainless steel screens, and I've got a baker's rack and all that, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe one day I can seal it up well enough for it to work, but I mean, I'll just use my electric one.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm dehydrating tomatoes right after the broadcast and just before I get on the tractor. Gene, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, doctor. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. We've got to get her off sugar, Dr. Shuley. I don't know if we can do it. It's been a couple of years now, but, you know, maybe we'll get her off sugar. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
David, you
that's,
and I are
that's
in...
That's an
underlying
joke for you. That's always been an underlining joke.
You know what it is? It's the way you say it. How you doing?
But, you know, the other meaning to it, you're always talking about being neck deep and cutting hay. And all the farmers I knew as a kid, they only did it once a year. You must have some heck of some fertile land.
Well, I don't know about fertile land, but what we have to do is literally, as the saying goes, make hay while the sun shines. And, you know, we had a family meeting last night, David, and that was we're now faced with this year we're okay. We're just going to get by. We like to have a few extra bales of hay so that we don't starve our cows and don't have to sell them at the, you know, in the worst part of the winter. And we figured out that we're going to have to drop our herd back even more, way smaller. We're going to be like 25% of what we were, you know, in the peak. And that's really, it's really kind of frightening. It really is. It's difficult to survive with so few cows. We're going to be, you know, I think we're going to have like, I don't know.
Well, I wasn't going to say this, but I was going to tell you about this last year when I came across it. But last summer in the area when hay was hard to get, I seen farmers, people that had cattle in the Missouri area that were even trying to trade anything they had just to get hay for the few cows they had, just for that season, yet last year. And that kind of was kind of sad that it was that bad.
Well,
you know? And
yeah.
So.
Yes, and we've seen hay. Typically, a round bale of hay is around $30, maybe $35. So $35 for 1,000 pounds of hay. We've seen it as high as $120, and literally. And that's what happened. So farmers are really having a tough time. And when you add insult to injury, when Orscheln, the farm and home store, got together with Citgo and they produced an inferior product, they labeled it as tractor hydraulic fluid, and they sold it, and it destroyed tractors and front end loaders and bobcats and everything you can think of with that uses lubrication. The total payout $18.5 million. That's all. So a whole bunch of farmers lost their equipment and did not get compensated. So you're going to see fewer farmers from the greed of that. Yes.
A question about your situation with your. I didn't mean to go here, but I know guys that work and were hauling away the vehicles for the whole cash for clunkers deal, and they brought this up to me before you brought this up. But they said they actually use that high-end hydraulic fluids to actually they had junk in with it, and they were actually destroying the engines before they started destroying the vehicles. So, what if they had a bunch of this sitting aside still and said, hey? Let's go after the farmers' vehicles next.
Well, they certainly did, and literally, we went after them. And believe it or not, class, I asked the people who the lawyers who were in this class action suit against Citgo and Orscheln. I said, so we've had an extreme amount of damage. How do we rank in terms of all the people who have had, they've got bulldozers, backhoes, I mean, brand new equipment that's been destroyed by this, you know, inadequate, overhyped, mislabeled, misbranded lies about what this lubricant would do. That it was not a lubricant, okay? It was just flushing oil that they flush out the refinery lines with. Well, we're in the top 10. My farm, my family's farm, is in the top 10 of all the farms or all the claimants who have experienced damage from this. We're in the top 10. Not the top 10%, the top 10. That's how much damage this product has done to our farm. Now, if that's happened to us, what about all these people who just didn't understand that they've destroyed their own equipment? So, David, we'll be right back. You want to talk about thyroid? And I'm looking forward to broadcasting with you on Friday, and we'll see if we can get Kyle to go the 2 hours with us. He's going to do 1 hour for sure, and I haven't talked to him in a second. Yeah. We'll be right back with your question about thyroid.
Right.
I'm interested in what you have to say. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. And if you go to that website, that will take you, it'll get you the phone number to contact his office so you can set up your appointment if you want one. You can do it electronically. You can do it in person. You can do it on the telephone. You can do it with video. And Dr. Shealy's there for you. So you can do that. And Dr. Shealy, your telephone number is for your office?
417-351-5221.
417-351-5221. And that's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone, normal business hours, please, class. And, David, you want to talk about thyroid?
Yeah, it's a question. I was going to call last week and just ask him the questions about it. But I came across I assume it was released somewhat recently, but I think with all the crazy medical nonsense, it probably got lost in a lot of, reporting. But apparently there was a study done about thyroid medicine and everybody on thyroid medicine. And the research that they claim was it's so easy, and doctors right off the bat are prescribing thyroid medicines, which mostly is the Levoxin, whatever it's called, that doesn't work. and they know it don't work. But right off the bat, when they have these low T3 or T4, they automatically just give them thyroid medicine for the rest of their lives, right off the bat, instead of finding out what's causing this to happen. And is that most of the people they realize doesn't even need to be on it. And I don't know doctor's opinion if he actually had any patients that was on medicines like that right away for a long time. And he was able to get them off and they were fine. Curiosity about that.
Dr. Shen?
Well, to me, the blood tests are stupid and useless now because of fluoride. Fluoride is the greatest poison in the history of the world. It has lowered the sperm count of men from 150 million to 40 million. But more importantly, it fools your thyroid and the blood test. When you test your T3 and your T4, you're supposed to find out whether you have triiodothyroxine. Well, the blood test can't distinguish from trifluorothyroxine. And so the blood test will look normal. The only accurate test is consistently a oral temperature below 90, well below 98.6 when you've been out of bed 3 hours or more.
And that's what I was going to ask you about, because they stress that one of the things that they, when they do this, the one that must be the one that you were talking to, I thought it was the negative 3, but I'm getting it brutalized a little bit. But they said those don't even show up in a blood test. So you're treating part of it and hoping the rest of it will fall in line, even though you don't find out the underlying condition of what causes it.
Yep, what's causing it in a majority of people is fluoride.
Yeah, and I can see that. I know just when we moved here for the last 20 years we've been living here, they used to have great water here, and now it smells like a chemical factory. I mean, it is that noticeable. So I imagine that's not good for anybody.
David, do you have a water filtration system with a carbon type filter?
We have Katadyn water filters. We have three of them. I bought those before I knew about your show. They're pricey. But that's just the research, because I wanted portability as well as, you know, good quality.
Does it use a carbon element?
It uses, there's several different types, but the main unit in the device is ceramic. But then there's layers where you add charcoal, and there's some carbon, there's some other filters that you add to it in certain stages. But it's also designed, the one I have, it's not a bigger one, it's designed to go in a pack. So as long as you can find, matter of fact, I don't want to suggest this, but when I first found these filters, the military, I think it was a Swedish that uses it, or they were actually said, if you can't, they teach us this, and the guy urinated in a bucket and they cleaned it. I wouldn't do it, but they did it, and they teach them to do that if they have to. So that was a selling point to me when I was researching the filters.
I have a question for Dr. Shealy, a follow-up question on what you were talking about, David. Dr. Shealy, we just learned that fluoride can cause the test to give the wrong result, okay, for thyroid. Is there an addiction to fluoride? Does the body become addicted to the point where it needs the fluoride, let's say, in the water and the toothpaste? Is that something that happens, or does it not happen?
I don't call it an addiction. It's just poison.
Okay. Does our body require a constant level of that poison?
Oh, no.
Okay. So you can quit...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Wall Street stocks sharply lower to start the week as the Dow has been down over 600 points in early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both trading more than 1.5% lower, tech shares leading the declines. Senators are gearing up for a fight over filling the seat of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died Friday. President Trump says this morning he'll announce a nominee on Friday or Saturday, and Senate Republicans say a vote on that nominee will come before the election. But Democratic White House nominee Joe Biden says a vote should not come until after Election Day. And
if I win this election, President Trump's nominee should be withdrawn.
Biden says he'll speak with Democrats and Republicans about his pick, though unlike Trump, Biden has not yet released his list of possible nominees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Water rescue teams along the Gulf Coast on standby as Tropical Storm Beta is threatening to bring heavy rains to Texas. It's about 110 miles south of Galveston, expected to make landfall later today between Galveston and Corpus Christi. Withdrawing troops from Afghanistan and partnering with the Taliban has made the U.S. less safe, according to one of President Trump's former national security advisors. Retired Lieutenant General H.R. McMaster also telling 60 Minutes last night, Russia can't defeat the U.S. militarily, but could still do serious damage to America.
What Putin wants to do is he wants to drag all of us down, right? He wants to polarize us, pit us against each other, reduce our confidence in our democratic principles and institutions and processes.
McMaster has a new book out titled Battlegrounds. A Netflix star charged with producing child pornography will have a hearing in federal court shortly. Prosecutors say Jerry Harris of Cheer fame is a danger to the community and should be kept behind bars. Harris allegedly told federal agents he did solicit explicit messages from minors and paid a minor for nude photos. And a feared shutdown of TikTok in the U.S. was avoided. President Trump saying over the weekend he's agreed in concept with a new deal that will keep TikTok operating in the U.S. As part of the deal, Oracle and Walmart would form a new entity called TikTok Global. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. You've got your take. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. Telephone number at the clinic, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. David's with us. We're talking about thyroid. The reason I asked about fluoride, Dr. Shuley, I was just wondering if the body would form some kind of an addiction that we wouldn't realize that we had to have fluoride, and we didn't know where it was coming from, so we just have water, or we brush our teeth, and we'd get our, you know, dose of poison that way. But my understanding from what you said is there is no addiction and to fluoride.
And there is no need for thyroid. No physiological biochemical need. It is a poison.
For fluoride, yes. Okay, back to you, David.
Yeah, and now here's what I've been doing for the last few years to check, because I couldn't get no information on regardless. They would never really, doctor would explain why all of a sudden. So I did. I would not take it every other day because I have a high pulse. So if I had the Graves' disease form, I would be more concerned about it. But I think the side effects are a lot more devastating and concerning with that, unless I'm wrong. But I tried it every other day. The test all came back normal. I've tried it not taking it for a month. Tests come back all normal. But so you try to ask him, well, wait, why do I need? Well, your tests are fine. Do exactly what you're doing. Okay, well, I'm not taking it every day like you told me I have to. So why? And all you're telling me is this test tells me I have to take it, and you can't tell me why. I you know, for the medical field to say something, that troubles me a lot.
Well, okay, so, the tests are stupid and useless when you're drinking fluoridated water.
Yeah, and that I could see that making sense. I mean, now my history about the fluoride was that when I was a kid, they always said, well, we found these people at this one lake out in the middle of nowhere, and they all had black teeth, and we didn't know why. And they said the water was but they had no cavities. Oh, there was a whole bunch of fluoride in the water. Oh, let's start. It's good for teeth. And that was kind of what I was always said to me about fluoride years ago. I don't know if that's correct or not, but that was... And if that's kind of the way they come up with using fluoride, that's kind of ridiculous.
So, Dr. Shuley, for someone who has a constant temperature 3 hours or more out of bed, let's say in the afternoon, let's say 97.6, so 1 degree below the 98.6, which is considered normal for most people, right? What would that mean,
97.6? Very hypothyroid.
Okay, and what does that person do?
Hypothyroid.
Okay, and how is the dosage
and
determined?
Drinking fluoridated water forever.
Yeah. Well, what if the person has well water?
Well, then I would check their well water for aluminum and other toxic things.
Okay.
Aluminum.
All right.
You know, I don't know how much city water has aluminum in it, but fluoride comes from aluminum mining. It's a byproduct.
Right.
So if you 10-to-1 odds that the fluoride is added has a lot of aluminum in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm wondering, if water filtration filters out the aluminum.
Well, as far as we know, the Berkey filter, there may be others will do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very well said. All right, David, any other questions? We've got Robert on hold.
One other question real quick, I'll bring up to you.
Sure.
We're talking about all this blocking us and quarantining everybody for this virus, which we can't get a heads up whether or not from one minute to the next. But they have us all in these homes. Now, you ship, as well as you may know the answer to this, Amazon, everybody's shipping, and that's a great thing for the companies. They're making a ton of money delivering us at home. Well, they got all these packaging things in there where they fill the air bubbles up. I assume they have something in their factory to fill up with air, because it would be a heck of storage to store these things. Now, if they got the virus spreading around in their factories, they take the internal air of that factory, fill them things up. We get them shipped to us, and people say, well, I want to pop these. So now you done turn around their delivery system. If they were to want to control us through the purposely created virus, we done allowed that whole scenario to happen right under our noses. In a sense, unless I'm wrong the way I'm thinking about this.
No. You've got a very good point, David. And the way this works is there are sometimes they're called air packs. Sometimes they're called PACTIV, P-A-C-T-I-V, air. What they do is they there's a roll of bags. And they are inflated and sealed at the factory. So they buy a roll, which is really small, and then that roll becomes really big once it's inflated in these little packages of air, and then they use those air packages to fill the void in the boxes that are shipped by Amazon. Well, what we do, and I'd like to get Dr. Sheila's opinion, we get the same thing, okay? And what we do is we wear protective clothing. We only open the packages in the sun, and we leave those bags in the sun for the ultraviolet light of the sun to disinfect, and we weigh them down so they don't go blowing down the, you know, down the field. And then after they've been out in the sun for a couple of days, then we pop them and then roll them up. We do it outside, and then we discard them. Dr. Shilley, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, yes, I like saving food. I mean, I just went into my freezer this morning to look for dinner tonight, if you will. And it could be dried, or it could be frozen, or it could be canned.
Yeah, but we're talking about the packaging that comes from Amazon or Walmart or, you know, Sam's Club. You know, these bubble packs.
I don't know anything about the packaging. I like to package my own stuff.
Okay.
I think he's
I don't think it increases the risk if you leave it in the sun. And that's what we do. We leave it in the sun. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, but not to pop it in your house and do that, because now if that were to be, or if somebody had like this, the plague, for example, in California, because the plague's in South California, they detected it. If they happen to have that on them and they're packaging those bubbles, now you send it to your house. So not to use it in the house. I was just making sure I'm on the right page here, and I'm not wanting that stuff in my house or to open it in my house, because it's a delivery system that if somebody were to have a bad thought and they want to punish somebody and say, oh, I'll show them, somebody could actually do that on purpose, and we done brought it into everybody's houses. Just think of how much they can spread something like that by doing something like that.
I absolutely agree with you, and I only do it outside. And I guess from now on, I'll just take the dog food bags and just leave all those unpopped packaging and just leave it in the sun for a while. Then I'll put it in a dog food bag and just throw it away. That's a very good point. And I'm very leery about accepting anything in the mail from anyone I don't know. And I don't want to open. Yeah.
All right. Have a nice time.
Thanks so much. And that's, yeah, we didn't used to have to worry about getting something in the mail from someone we didn't know used to be okay. Now everything is suspect. David, thank you so much.
All right. Later.
See you Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Robert in Kansas, welcome.
Morning, Vincent, Dr. Shealy.
Hi.
I do believe you admitted, Vince, that the person they wanted off the radio was Dr. Shealy already, so you're just going to have to take my word for it that I knew immediately that it was Dr. Shealy. Maybe 10-15% I was thinking Dr. Miller could be, but I was 90% Dr. Shealy right off the bat. So I wanted you to know, Vincent, that I knew that.
So, Robert, that puts you 2-for-2.
It does, Vince. I couldn't believe it. I was just thinking about some of the things Dr. Shealy says, and I see why some people would be, they wouldn't want him saying those things anymore. I understand. I get it. I've been an attentive student, Vince.
Let me tell Dr. Shealy what we're talking about, Robert. Robert in Kansas is with us. Dr. Shealy, I heard the broadcast where you announced on KWTO that you had been fired from KWTO. I heard that broadcast. So I went on the air the next day or so, and I said, one of us had been fired from the radio, and so what do you think it might be? And I didn't say who it was until you said who it was, Dr. Shealy. And so what Robert in Kansas is saying is that he guessed when one of us was banned from Walmart. I had a little contest. Who might that be? And I got a lot of votes, and it was not me. It was Joey. And Robert got that right. He got that right off the bat, that it was Joey. And so he just said that he got it right when he thought that you were the one who was fired from the radio. So that's two for two. Well done, Robert.
Yeah, Vince, once you bring up the committee of 300, you know, you a lot of people start looking into that coming from an MD that's been around and done the things that Dr. Sheely has done. You know, people pay attention to what he says, so I'm sure there's some people who don't want him talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a health question or health questions for Dr. Sheely. I guess they can kind of tie together, Doctor. They have to do with altitude, living at altitude, or just, you know, increasing, decreasing sea level. Your kind of general thoughts on that, and then I can kind of maybe constrain that a little bit if you'd like. And then sunshine as well, like, so as you go up in altitude, you get closer to the sun. And I know a lot of people think the sun is, what, 93 million miles away. So I happen to think differently. So I was wondering what your thoughts on that about sunshine. Is sunshine just radiation and vitamin D? Is it more than that? Is it information? Is it what are your thoughts on that? And then living at altitude or high altitude, sea level, things like that. Do you have any medical opinions on that, Doctor?
Well, I personally would not like to live at 5,000 feet or above. I'm at about 1,280 feet above sea level. That seems to be okay. But the higher you go, the greater the exposure both to the possible burning of sun of your skin, but also a lower oxygen concentration. And I have been taking, of course, astaxanthine, 30 milligrams a day for 10 years or more, and before that beta-carotene, 100,000 units for many years, and I don't burn. I can go out at the beginning of the season and stay for hours, and I don't burn. But I wouldn't recommend if you do that if you're not, you know, taking adequate preventatives. I don't know if that answers your question adequately, but personally, I wouldn't like to live at 5,000 feet or above sea level.
Okay, and is that because, Dr. Sheely, there's so much water in our air that kind of shields us as we go up? We have less water in the air, so that's why where that exposure occurs to the sun. And then, like, the oxygen, I know the body adapts, but I can see the argument of living at a high oxygen level just for those reasons of health, right?
Right. Absolutely right on.
Okay. Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
So how far are we from the sun, Robert?
That's a great question, Vince. Some people say only about 3,000 miles. I don't know, Vince. It's all crazy, huh?
Right, we'll be right back.
What's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. Telephone number at his clinic, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Robert in Kansas, anything else quickly? We have George in New Hampshire on hold.
I'll be very quick, Vince. Thank you. First of all, that 3,000-mile sun is going to be in a geocentric flat Earth model context, just so you know. The caller David, I've always appreciated when he talks about the police. That's some of the best radio I think I've ever heard. Fascinating stuff, Vincent. And one last question for Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, what is above the Committee of 300?
What is the what, play?
Go ahead.
His question is, what's up the pyramid from the Committee of 300? What's higher up?
I believe the Committee of 300 is the most evil empire in the history of the world. It's been in London since the late 1700s, and their aim is to own and control the world and reduce the population by 90%.
Yeah, and his question, Dr. Shealy's question is there a group that's above that? Do they take their orders from anyone else?
Well, if they do, it's only Satan.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Robert?
And that's why they don't want him on the radio, Vince. Y'all have a good day. Thanks. I'll call back. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Georgia, New Hampshire, I'm so glad you called in. I was worried about you.
Well, I appreciate that. Hi, Dr. Shealy. And, of course, Cousin Vinny. Hey, I have to say, Dr. Shealy, you're one of the youngest looking guys I've ever seen. And you know what they say with the doctors there? A lot of doctors, I guess, they're not in that good a shape, and they're preaching to their patients. But in your case, you're in exceptional shape. And when I look at the picture, I shake my head because the number just doesn't add up at your birthday. And from what Vincent has said about what you can do athletically there and the way you basically bypass guys half your age, I just wanted to throw that in. So you practice what you preach, and it shows.
I was at a convention, and there was this guy. It's a long, wide hallway. And there was this guy flying down the hallway. And I turned, and there he was. It was Dr. Shealy. he was moving. And, you know, what I'm saying is he was walking at like 1.5 to 2x normal speed. You know, you look at everybody else, he was out. Well, if it was a race, he would be number one, no matter where he started. Yeah, that was Dr. Shealy at that time. And he... You're absolutely right. Your take on Dr. Shealy is correct.
I'd like to say this, Vincent, aside, is that in the event, if you don't mind my being so bold, is to say that in the event that Kyle may not be able to be available for 2 hours, if you're of a mind, I'd be more than willing to join you and David, because I've been studying a novel way of something where jurisdictions that are firearm restrictive, I found something that's unregulated, looks like a pistol, pretty much sounds close to a pistol, and it'll do enough damage where it's not lethal, although it could be. And I'd like to just present it on your show. I've got a couple of choices that people can get things that, let's just say, will be very intimidating and can reach out and touch someone within 300 feet.
Tell you what.
It doesn't work on a firearms principle, per se.
Okay, I'll tell you what. So we've got 2 hours on Friday, this Friday class, and we're going to be talking about firearms, rifle, pistol, shotgun, and revolver. And you're certainly welcome to call in, and we can certainly put you on the air, or we can do it again. Any way you want to do it, George. So I'm going to be talking to Kyle hopefully today and find out what his schedule is. If he can only do 1 hour, he certainly can have the second hour with David. David's going to be with us for 2 hours. So, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We do not want to exclude you. We think that your wealth of knowledge in the area of rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver is extraordinary. We've done it before. Let's do it again. So, just be prepared to call in. How about that? And I'll get back to you. And depending on what Kyle says, if Kyle's got 1 hour, you can have a second. If not, just call in.
Like I said, if I just call in, and like I said, you know, I'll just contribute for as long as you would like. All right?
That sounds great. George, do you have any medical questions for Dr. Shealy?
No. I just think that if... what was it, Ponce de Leon? Was he the one who was looking for the Fountain of Youth? If he looked for Dr. Shealy, I think he would have been way ahead of the game, wouldn't he? Anyway,
absolutely.
I'm kidding. You know who I mean, Balboa, whoever it was, the Spanish explorer looking for the Fountain of Youth.
Ponce de Leon.
Okay, Ponce de Leon. Yeah. All right, God bless, gentlemen. Good talking to you as always.
Hey, bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That 2 hours went fast. Dr. Shealy, I got your email. Thank you so much. We don't have any fluoride in our water unless it's in the well water, and we use a water filtration system class, so you may want to do that too. So, Dr. Shealy, I'm going to take some iodine. I'm going to take some Fire Bliss, and I'm looking forward to increasing my temperature. Class, my temperature has been running a little bit low. So I'm going to take Dr. Shealy's advice.
30 to 40 days.
30 to 40 days. Okay. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for all your help. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for sharing your medical expertise. Class, if you'd like to call his office, 417-351-5221. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.